Why don't you go do exactly what those 10% do that succeed, and now you have a 100% chance of success. What happens is people don't follow their plan. They fall through the wayside. They just give up. They just get unmotivated, etc. Because number one, they don't have the right goals. They don't have the right structure, and they don't know what they don't know.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
All right. So I 100x my business in 2021, actually also in 2020 and in 2019. But we're going to talk about 2020, actually, and 2021, how I 100x my business. Go check out my other video on 5 steps to smart goals. I did use that method to be able to 100x my business, basically double my business. Now, when you're starting a new business, so this is my big takeaway, okay? It's my big takeaway. When you're starting a new business, it's extremely hard to figure out, or a new venture, like what your goal is going to be. What can you achieve? You know, how far you can go, because you've never done it before, right? You've just never done it before, so you don't really know. Like, you don't know what you don't know. So what is a good measurable goal? Like, what is a good, not some crazy goal that you're not going to hit, right? Because it has to be measurable, okay? It's just so far out. Now, I'm not saying don't dream big. Yeah, of course, dream big. But at the same time, it has to be attainable. It has to be achievable, okay? So it's extremely challenging to try to go ahead and plan out that year or the next 5 years when you don't really know what you know. So that's why I strongly believe whatever it is you're trying to do, if it's in business, if you're in health, if it's whatever it is go find somebody who's an expert in your field and has done it already, maybe themselves, or they've taught other people how to do it. Yes, and it's going to be a coach. And yes, it's going to cost you $500, $5,000, $50,000. I have no idea. Depends on your business. But it will cost you, but they will help you create those goals and plan for you, because they've already done it for other people, right? And other people have been successful or not. Look, you can do anything, right? People say 50% of marriages fail. Actually, I say no. I say 100% of marriages. If you want 100% success on your marriage, then do what the 50% that don't get divorced, go do what they do, and you'll have 100% success in marriage. People say 90% of businesses fail, and so you have a 10% chance of succeeding. No, why don't you go do exactly what those 10% do that succeed, and now you have a 100% chance of success, right? What happens is people don't follow their plan. They fall through the wayside. They just give up. They just get unmotivated, etc. Because number one, they don't have the right goals. They don't have the right structure, and they don't know what they don't know, you know? So if you pay for a coach, hopefully you get motivated, because it's costing you money to move your business forward, okay? But one of my, besides the actual coaching and getting the right goals and everything in place, you know, I definitely believe in, after you do that, is networking and then your social media. That's what really helped me, because I did want to talk about how I 100x'd my business. And that was from creating those goals, which I didn't know what I was going to do. In 2019, I sat right in my office, in my house, and I said, well, I want to buy, you know, $36 million worth of real estate. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how. I didn't have all that money. I couldn't sign on loans. I didn't even know. I had an idea where to get started, because I can go on social media. I went to networking events and I saw people doing it. So I said, I want to do this myself. So what did I do? Right. I said, okay, great. Let me go hang out with people that are doing what I want to do. And I paid for the seminar and I went, it was like $5,000. So really it wasn't that expensive. And it gave me just enough information really to be dangerous, right? It wasn't even an in-depth coaching program, but it was just enough for me to be dangerous and go do it on my own. Right? You could upgrade and get one-on-one if you want, if you're the kind of person that needs one-on-one every day. I just didn't need that. I just needed the basics. And I said, okay, I can run with this. That's just my personality. Everybody is different. So I networked, I connected with some people, I got some coaching, and I was able to launch. And then I had to hit my social media, because I do real estate. That's my business. That's one of my businesses. And with social media, it helps me out for my business. Deal flow, investors, and a lot of different aspects of my business come from social media. So how did I 100X my business? That is the way I 100X my business. I created put some goals together, realistic goals. Were they realistic? In my mind, they were. I saw the people doing it, so that looked pretty realistic to me. And then I had to figure out what they were doing, and I just went and did it myself, okay? It was that simple. I was looking and checking out what successful people were doing and just repeating what they were doing, okay? Where were they hanging out? and what were they doing on social media, and where are they getting the money, where are they getting their deals, and I just followed their footsteps. And then you make it your own. It's not going to be step by step the way somebody else does it, because we're all different. My strengths are different than your strengths, right? So you got to play on those and then bring on some team members that can help you on the other side where you can't, you're not as strong, okay? So that was my key, my big takeaway from 100X My Business. It's extremely simple: social media, networking, and getting some kind of training, some kind of coaching, so I can actually create some goals that are achievable, attainable. And go check my other video about SMART goals, 5 steps to SMART goals. I got a great gift for you guys. It is my underwriting calculator. That's what I use to underwrite multifamily for heavy value add. You're going to get a great discount because it takes a lot of work. And I have a calculator that'll help you underwrite something that's more stable, a prettier property with videos, not just multifamily, but I also have a calculator for you for mobile home parks, help you underwrite a value add or a property that's stable. I also have a calculator for you for self-storage. It'll help you evaluate a self-storage, value add, or self-storage that is already stable. And it has videos. We underwrite 50, 60 properties every single week. So my acquisitions team is pretty good at it. I want to give that to you for free for following me on the podcast, for being a loyal listener. I want to give that back to you. It's taking a lot of time and energy to put these together. So in that link, you'll see in the show notes, we'll give that away for free. It's actually a deal submission form. You can skip all that and go to the bottom and you'll see the calculators. But if you want to submit a deal to us so we can help you underwrite it, maybe we partner, feel free to use it. Make sure you analyze properly so you don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.